boom mic? What? Explain.
Just on Joe Smith.
I'll be that.
Nice. Well, get it close. Like, let's get it right in there. There we go. Come on, Joe. See what it's like? No, stick it right in there. Let me see.
We talked this morning about how difficult that job is as a backup goalie and how Buda done that really well that number of years. Just tonight, how you get a little bounce back. How impressive was it him to bounce from the early part of the game?
Well, it's a tough job. And because you don't, as much as you try and plan when the games are going to be, circumstances can change that a little bit, and you always have to stay ready, even though you know you're, you know, whether it's four or five in a row, you're not going to play, and it's always been tough because it's the tough part for him has always been that first few minutes, and then he settles in and he's lights out, and I think that's it's just. Regardless of the practice and how things are going, it's not, you know, it's not game like, and so you know, I don't envy the position, but there's a reason he's been really good at it for so many years, and he was good tonight.
Does it take a special kind of goalie to be able to handle that type of role? Not everybody can do that.
No, and I think, you know, the older you get, your mental maturity grows, and he's, you know, obviously trained himself to, you know, for this role at this point in his career. But regardless of all that, if you don't have any work ethic, you're not going to be able to do it. And he's got a strong work ethic, and I think it helps push, you know, the kid a little bit. And it's they push each other; they're in each other's corners, and that's always a big thing too, is to have, you know, that relationship. You think about this, like, look at the guys he's been behind. You know what I mean? He's been behind Carey Price, Jonathan Quick, and Andre Vasilevsky. And it's he's been a good partner for those guys. So he knows what he's doing.
You gave up a goal early in the game, but how much did you like the way you guys were playing? You guys were getting a lot of chances. And
I liked the way we played. Well, what I really liked is a huge one by Stammer. You know, 21 seconds left to answer that, because, you know, you're sitting there all, you know, those first shift goals, we've had a couple going on us. You know, it's how you want to respond, and that line really responded. And, you know, Stammer as a whole responded. He had a really, really strong game tonight. But, you know, when you go down to answer like that, I think it, you know, everybody took a breath, and we had a really, really strong first. It was too bad we couldn't come out with the lead, but we knew we were playing pretty well, and then, you know, who got the third one for us? Cooney got the second one, outstanding play by them, and then, oh yeah, and then on the rebound, and there's the Stammer line again was at it. So they were all over the place, you know, on the puck tonight, and, you know, just get it from different lines, and they were the one tonight.
He was a power play goal, though. Still a one-goal game at that time.
No question. You need that's what our PP is for the most part been able to do this year, is very much like the Islander game. You know, it's a 2-2 game, and power play got the go-ahead goal there, and then we went on from there. And so you know, not only do you want your power play to score, but sometimes it's the timing of the goal that's big, and they got some good ones for us.
Stammer was a huge goal offensively, and the whole line was really for the first 20-plus games. It goes through a little bit of a lull offensive-wise. Nice to see him kind of get back on the score sheet. Another three.
Well, the guys have, I guess, been used to putting up points. Sometimes, you know, if they feel like they're not scoring, that they're not contributing, and it's just not the case. And, you know, we always just talk about, you know, the old cliche, the biggest two points the team gets at the end. But in saying those guys are like to score. It's bred inside them, and they're used to doing it. And when they don't, you know, you have to. It's not a 5-alarm fire. Everything's going to be okay, because eventually, when you're playing the right way, you're going to get those chances, and they're eventually going to go in. And it's. You know, sometimes, you know, it's the steady scoring. Sometimes there's a little drought. Sometimes you're getting 3 points a night. It all kinds of works itself out. It's just, though, how are you playing? Like, how's your 200-foot game? Are you working? And usually when that's happening, those little dry spells don't last that long.
Joe, that burst of speed on Stamkos' goal. I know he's been through a lot injury-wise the last few years. How much is that something you've seen a number of times?
Well, that's Stammer's always been able to skate, and you know, he had his, you know, he's had injuries to his legs, but it's you know, when he's healthy, he's got that burst, and you could see it. That's another thing too. When you, I think there's a little extra jet. What's it called? Propulsion. Yeah. When you see the puck, and the only thing that's between you and the puck is the goalie, this guy seemed to go a little bit harder.
For Killorn too, I know it's been a while since he scored a goal, mm-hmm. but he had some chances in previous games too.
Yeah. No. Actually, I think you know that you know Gord and Killorn and Connacher got put together. It's you know I think Gord is seemed to help Killorn. They had a little chemistry last year when they played together, and it's. I think it's, I don't know, he's really, he's skating. And when he's skating, he's playing kind of that power forward game. Again, he may not have been getting on the points, but it eventually was going to come, and it was a great shot by him.
Thank you.